If the election of Donald Trump was an earthquake, his accomplishments since are the aftershocks no one saw coming. From best-selling author Stephen E. Strang comes Trump Aftershock, the seismic impact on culture and faith in America. Trump Aftershock offers unique insights that will cut through the media noise and reveal what they won't tell you. Gain a better understanding of the political, emotional, and spiritual dimensions at work in Trump Aftershock. Available where fine books are sold.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report for Thanksgiving Day, November 22nd, 2018. You know, the nice thing about podcasts is they're online for a long, long time, and there will be people downloading and listening to this long after Thanksgiving Day. But I wanted to pre-record this, and we are also putting it on Facebook Live, to run on Thanksgiving. And I thought, what could I say about being thankful on Thanksgiving? Now, the day before Thanksgiving, yesterday, I shared some ideas about making a list of things you're thankful for. And if you didn't listen to that podcast, you may find it helpful. And I wanted to do it the day before Thanksgiving, so as we get into the weekend, it might motivate some of you to do what I do, as I actually sit down and journal what I'm thankful for. And of course, I explain more about it on the podcast. You don't have to do it on a journal. Doing it on a piece of paper is better than nothing. I think the process is that you're reflecting, you're thinking about it, and also take time to pray about it as well. So on Thanksgiving Day, I thought I would be thankful for Donald Trump and for what he has done for this country. Now, if you've been listening to my podcast or reading my newsletter, you know that I have been writing about different things about my new book, Trump Aftershock. And one of the things that we did in the appendix to the book, it's maybe 7 or 8 pages long, we have a list of Donald Trump's accomplishments in his first 500 days. There were so many of them, I didn't really know how to put them into a chapter, so we listed them. Now, while some people would say, well, that's promoting his agenda or what he thinks, I also think that there are things to be thankful for, things like a booming economy. I mean, doesn't that affect all of us? Or how about that our federal courts now have many more conservative justices, including two on the Supreme Court, Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh, who are strict constitutionalists and will interpret laws that come before them by what the Constitution actually says rather than what they think maybe the framers should have said. Our military is being rebuilt. I'm thankful for that. The illegal immigration problem still exists, of course, but I think we're making positive steps. Internationally, there has been what I call in the book muscular diplomacy, and I think a lot of strides in the right direction. Moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was a strong move. Getting the Saudis and the Israelis and others to kind of be allies against their common enemy, Iran. I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that the deep state is being exposed. You know, we've all known that there was something very sinister that was going on, regardless of if a Republican or a Democrat was in the White House or had control of Congress. Donald Trump is exposing a lot of that. I'm thankful that America is being respected in the world again. You know, it's kind of embarrassing. You know, I've traveled around the world, and in many places, America is respected, of course. But a lot of that had waned, and I think that Donald Trump had brought that back. The way that he supported religious freedom, to me, is very, very important. The fact that he got Andrew Brunson, the pastor from Turkey that was imprisoned, he's actually back in the country. I'm thankful for that. You know, I'm thankful that when Donald Trump had a rally in Cape Girardeau the day before the midterms and a lady fainted not too far from him, he saw it, he stopped the program so that medical people could come and help her. And he noticed that people standing around her appeared to be praying for her. And he said something about prayer. And then spontaneously, people in the audience began to sing Amazing Grace. I'm thankful that that would even happen with the way political correctness is now and how things are more and more secular. It's like that type of thing is not even appreciated by many, many people in our country. And that reminds me, of course, that our First Lady, Melania Trump, at a rally, must have been about a year ago, It was down in Melbourne, Florida. She opened the rally by reciting the Lord's Prayer. When has that happened in public in a long, long time? You know, I'm thankful that the Lord gave me the opportunity and opened the door for me to write this book. It was very interesting. I learned a lot. It's been fun to go around and talk about it. I have been promised an interview with Donald Trump, and I'm believing that it's still going to happen in the right time. And I have a lot of questions I'd like to ask him that I will be able to elaborate on later when that happens. But, you know, this is a little something different for Thanksgiving. Who in the mainstream media is going to say, be thankful for Donald Trump? But I'm actually thankful that the Lord raised him up. And I believe that the Lord did raise him up. That was kind of the theme of my first book, God and Donald Trump, that somehow, some way, God is using this unlikely, very imperfect man, like he used Cyrus in the Old Testament, a pagan king from Persia, who is the instrument that God used for his children to go back to Jerusalem out of captivity. And I believe that somehow God has raised up Donald Trump, as the Bible tells us that no leaders exist without God's approval. Those are the good ones and the bad ones. It's a little hard to understand, but I believe that many, many people were feeling that our country was going in the wrong direction and going in the wrong direction very, very fast. And that somehow, some way, that has been slowed down. A lot of Christian leaders have said that it's like we're getting a second chance in a way, and what are we going to do with it? So most of the people who read my newsletter, listen to my podcast, of course, are believers, many of them spirit-filled believers. But we've got to get stirred up. Too many believers, nice, godly people that go to church and try to do their best, raising their kids and working hard, are too passive when it comes to all these cultural things that are going on in our world. A lot of them don't even vote. And I just hope that with all the things that are happening now, and even with Donald Trump, that people are getting stirred up and will stand up. So this is one of the things I'm thankful for this Thanksgiving. I'm interested in your comments and your feedback. I'm interested in the reaction on Facebook Live when I put this on Facebook Live. And I'm thankful for my readers. I'm thankful for everyone who listens to my podcast. I'm thankful for the team that God has helped me to assemble at Charisma Media, which includes Adley and Sean, who are helping me today. So I want you guys to know I'm thankful for you. But I'm mostly thankful for Jesus. I'm thankful for salvation. I'm thankful for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and for the power of the Holy Spirit that helps us, even with our imperfections and when we tend to wander and become complacent and get off track, that God renews our spirits and gives us vision again. That's what's happening in my own life. And so I just wanted to share that I'm thankful for it. And I'm thankful for you listening today to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'll invite you back again tomorrow and next week for more episodes that I think you'll enjoy. Thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.